Is inflation moderating? And what's going on with the gold and silver markets? As the economic numbers are coming out, we are seeing the highest employment since 1969. Consumer spending is very strong, and inflation may be moderating, but still is very high. In regards to the Fed pivot, what's going on? Before we begin, remember to like this video and subscribe for more economic updates. If you're thinking about buying gold or silver, or holding gold and silver, what does all this economic data mean? Stick around to the end of this video and I'll break that down. Right now, I want to discuss inflation itself. Consumer prices have declined steadily in recent months, and now some are suggesting that inflation is transitory once again. We've heard that story before. One chief economist at Alliance says that is a dangerous assumption and that we should be prepared for a period of lasting inflation, which makes more sense to me. 8 months ago, the year-over-year consumer price index was more than 9%. By December, annual CPI was down to 6.5%, still high, but admittedly not what it was. Many policymakers and economists are breathing a big sigh of relief as inflation pressures seem to be moderating. As I mentioned earlier, the chief economist at Alliance is warning everyone not to be fooled into thinking that inflation will simply disappear. A recent article in Politico now suggests that policymakers such as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Fed Chair Jerome Powell might have been sort of right, though the transitory period was just longer and uglier than expected. Alliance chief economist calls this narrative particularly dangerous, saying, by encouraging complacency and inertia, it could exacerbate an already serious problem and make it harder to solve. He adds that while U.S. inflation has been slowing, it is dangerous to suggest that the problem is behind us. In fact, he says, a variety of powerful influences, including monetary policy and deglobalization, could mean higher inflation is with us for a long time to come. In his view, the likeliest scenario is that inflation declines no lower than to around 4% and stays there for the foreseeable future. Sounding a similar alarm, Jason Draho of UBS says we could be looking at what he calls an inflation head fake right now. The data will look like it's moving in the right direction, but then lo and behold, you get to the springtime and it turns out that inflation fell to 4% and now it's plateaued. In a recent analyst note, Bank of America says central banks now are quietly accepting structural inflation. True, there has been a lot of excitement as inflation numbers have steadily declined. What is ironic is that if I told you a couple of years ago that CPI would be at 6.4%, like in January, with core inflation rising, you would be very worried. That is where we are at now. An event that could be even more significant is a Fed pivot. As the Fed was reducing the size of rate hikes and inflation seemed to be coming down, gold and silver rose in anticipation of the Fed pivot. The strong labor and consumer spending numbers, with inflation staying strong, means we are anticipating more Fed rate hikes. This has been putting downward pressure on gold and silver. The analyst I speak to see this dip as a buying opportunity. In my opinion, if you're holding, stick with it. If you're thinking about getting in, this might be a great time. You have to ask yourself, where do you think we'll be in the next 2 or 3 years? If things are so good, why did central banks buy more gold last year than any year since 1967? What do they know that we don't? Remember, I've said all along that consumers and retirement savers should be prepared for ongoing inflation, especially if the Federal Reserve decides against crushing the economy to get inflation back to 2%. And in an environment characterized by both ongoing inflation and more accommodative monetary policy, strategists say precious metals, such as physical gold and silver, could be useful allies. We'll discuss why this could be a great buying opportunity for gold and silver in a future video. So stay tuned to this channel to learn more. Until next time.